Right, guys, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to chapter 11 of Romans. Romans chapter 11, we're going to look at verses 11 through 24. And we're going to continue on in this third section about understanding God's plan. And we're going to talk about His divine plan today. When you look at what's going on, and especially if you understand the Scripture, you know that at one time, the Jews, Israel, was God's special chosen people. They always are, always will be. But it seems like there seems to be something different going on right now because they don't all believe in Christ. And Paul, who is a Jew himself, tries to help us to understand that and to help us to understand that this period that we're in right now and their disbelief was all part of God's plan. It was all part of God's plan. In what way, George? It was all part of God's plan so that another group could benefit. So that another group who really had no part in anything could now have a part. Who are you talking about, George? Well, I'm talking about Gentiles. That's you and I. Unless you're Jewish here and I don't know that, the rest of us are Gentiles from all over the world. And the reality is that we ultimately, doesn't matter if you try to keep the Ten Commandments or not, that didn't really matter, you try to keep God's law, because you weren't part of His people. It really didn't matter. Well, our destiny was assured, and that was going to hell. But because of God's plan, He includes us in. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Because He does even still have a heart for even us who were not part of His people. And so that's what we're going to see today. We're going to look at verses 11 through 24, and we're going to talk about the opportunity that He takes with the rejection of the Jews, and then the benefit that it has for us. But then He's also going to tell us the future hope. What do you mean, the future hope? He's going to tell us that things aren't over for the Jews. They still have a hope. And we're going to see that. So let's take a look. So look with me in your Bibles at chapter 11. We're going to start at verse 11. So I ask, did they stumble in order that they might fall? By no means. Rather, through their trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles, so as to make Israel jealous. Now, if their trespass means riches for the world, and if their failure means riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean? Now I'm speaking to you, Gentiles, inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous, and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, are grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant towards the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will He spare you. Note then the kindness and severity of God, the severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has power to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary by nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, the natural branches, be grafted back into their own olive tree. It's an interesting passage. Let's talk about it a little bit here and help you to understand. So first thing I want you to see is the opportunity. The reality is I think we all know that the Jewish people don't accept Jesus as the Messiah. We all know that, right? There are some who do. They're called Messianics, Messianic Jews. But for the most part, most of them don't believe. And that is the way it's been for several thousand years now. And the reality is that when you look at the church, although the church didn't start off this